And we are live for the 164th episode of the Bronx Bomber Babble podcast, brought to you by Six Pack Coverage. Tonight, we got G. I'm Andrew. Opening day, a few hours in the rearview mirror. We're a little late getting on with a preseason, or I should say a season preview podcast, but we're here after the first game of the season. Yankees take the opener 5-4 in Houston. Juan Soto's a Yankee. Juan Soto did things. Lots of good to talk about all around, even in the absence of a guy like Garrett Cole pitching the first game. So, G, what's going on? Yankees opening the season 1-0. How you doing?
I'm not going to, make this a big referendum on, we beat the Astros on opening day. The Yankees have had wins against the, regular season wins against the Astros and, in the past handful of years. It was a good game, though. It was fun. It was exciting. It wasn't looking good after two innings, so I'll say that. But it was cool. I mean, Nestor Cortez wasn't super excited, obviously, about him taking the start. He settled down after the first two innings, gave them five innings, which was nice. And then the bullpen did some good work. And the lineup, I was a little impressed. Juan Soto was very present. He drew two walks. He had an RBI base hit. Judge had a hit. There was a lot of hits. They drew nine walks, which is a pretty remarkable number. It was a fun game, and there's things that could have been better, and obviously, all manner of things that we can talk about, but it was a good one to get out of the blocks.
Mr. Cortez, right? Good place to start. Got his first opening day assignment and did not look good through the first two innings. Someone made a joke that I don't know if he's going to get eight outs, right? Based on where his pitch count was. And he finished retiring, 10 of his last 12 hitters. But yeah, through two innings, did not look good. We were down 4-0. Struggled to really do much of anything in the first inning. Gave up the sole home run in the second. But
that was a shot.
That was a bomb. The Jake Myers of all people. Great. Love that. But he did settle down, right? Gave the team a chance to win. You're not going to be expected as a starting pitcher to go out and pitch 6-7 shutout on a nightly basis, or even 6-7 innings with one or two runs. If you do, that's fantastic. But you hold the opponent to 3 or 4 runs, that's right where the sweet spot's going to be. You give your offense a chance, you're never really out of the game at any point. And look, he battled, right? He did not have his stuff. He was struggling with control, but Nestor figured it out. And the offense came alive. What was it, the fifth inning? I think they scored 3 runs, tied it in the sixth, scored the go-ahead in the seventh. And they were opportunistic today. And it's exactly what you want from this kind of built team, right? You have some superstar power with the hitters. You have the Soto and Judge and Stanton and Rizzo. And you have a bunch of other guys who are going to need to contribute in other ways. Torres, Cabrera, Volpe, Verdugo, all of them need to do the little things. And today was a perfect one-game sample size for what we hope we'll see over the remainder of the season.
Yeah, and the offense, they did a lot of good things, promising things. I don't know. I've never been a huge fan of Gleyber Torres in the leadoff hole. I don't think just his approach, the way he hits really as a leadoff hitter kind of thing, which, whatever, it's fine. I think DJ LeMahieu, when he's healthy, hopefully will be good enough in that spot. But Soto batting second, two walks and a base hit. Judge drew at least one walk, had a base hit, or a double. Rizzo had a hit. Verdugo had a hit. They had the bases loaded. It wasn't looking good, right? Because Nestor Cortez threw in the neighborhood of 30 pitches in the first inning, gave up 3 runs. The Yankees had the bases loaded twice within the first 4 innings, grounded into double play both times to kill it. And it was looking bad. And then they finally were able to cash in 3 runs just by walks, base hits, things of that nature. They kind of small balled back into the game. Oswaldo hit a nice shot. And then they grinded out another run. Nestor Cortez giving them those 5 innings was really helpful. So I think even though we didn't see some of the players, John Birdie that they just got, DJ LeMahieu is obviously hurt, Austin Wells we haven't seen yet. There's a handful of people that we haven't seen that maybe we want to see a little bit of. But the main players, right? Judge and Rizzo and Soto and hopefully Stanton, you know, he didn't do much today. Ben's
blazer of an infield single.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, the people that we want to see, you know, contribute were contributing today. And that, I think, is promising. Maybe, I don't want to get too far ahead of my skis here, but it was definitely promising.
No, but let's talk about, you know, you said that the guys who haven't made their season appearance yet, but let's talk about the guys who did, particularly the big three that are going to be accounted for at the back end of the bullpen. Jonathan Loaisiga, Ian Hamilton, hoping to back up a really strong 2023, and Clay Holmes, which is a roller coaster every time he pitches. He could be a dominating force or he could be infuriating, right? But the three of them combined for four innings, no runs. Loaisiga got in a little bit of mess, was able to work out of it. Clay Holmes made a mess of the ninth inning, bailed out by the Soto outfield assist at the plate, or else he would have given up the tying run and had a blown save right off the bat. But look, those guys are going to have to be important factors. Like Cortez battled and somehow got you five innings when, like you said, he was at about half his pitch count for the day after one inning. But the bullpen came through, and look, without Gerrit Cole, the Yankees are going to have to rely on their bullpen. They do have a lot of depth, even with Efros and Trevino and Canely still hurt. And those guys are going to have to eat meaningful innings until the rotation gets built up to about 100 pitches each go, and later in the year when Gerrit Cole's back. So, look, all in all, I am happy with the start of the season today, but it did feel like, if you think about it, they still disappointed to an extent, right? With those bases loaded, one out jams that they gave away with the two double plays. Even when they got the go-ahead run, Verdugo sac fly, that was also bases loaded, one out. They got one run on the sac fly. And again, you got to be opportunistic and score the runs when they're given to you, and you know, don't really ask for more, but they could have done more damage there. You said nine walks. I think it was seven or eight hits. They had plenty of guys on base. Five runs almost seems upsetting, but this team last year would have scored two or three, and they would have failed every time through. Tonight, they came through.
I feel like they were pressing. And I think, like last year's team, even when it was in the lineup, you know, but like last year's team definitely wouldn't have done that. And not to make it a referendum, but like there's different players, right? There's Verdugo, there's Soto, obviously, like Trevino's back. Volpe's got a year of experience under his belt. Like, I think against a guy like Framber, who for lots of stretches has been really good and has pitched really well against the Yankees, he wasn't sharp. And they grinded him out. They got him out of the game pretty early. They drew the walks. They got a couple hits, which, you know, eventually they cashed in some runs. But they could have scored a lot more. They had a lot of base runners. But it was still, I don't know, call it glass half full, glass half empty, right? They could have scored more, but I still think it was a promising outing because there's definitely more that was on the table for the offense.
Yeah, and there's a saying, right, like there's no bad wins in baseball, right? Like you take them anywhere you can get them. Look, so you're never going to get the perfect game where you hit 5 for 7 with runners in scoring position. You don't leave a ton of guys on base. You have clean pitching end-to-end, right? Like those games are few and far between. And so if the Yankees win 20 to 30 games in a sort of ugly manner like they did today, like you take those and you run with them every single time. But like, let's look forward, because we're not going to spend too much on opening day. We did want to touch upon the entire upcoming series against Houston, and then maybe just the beginning of the season in general. Obviously, without Cole, so you had Nestor Cortez going today. 2 and 3 the next 2 days, we're not going to see any change to the expected preseason rotation. You'll see Carlos Rodon tomorrow, and then Marcus Stroman on Saturday. What do you expect to see from them?
I'm not sure anyone knows what to expect from Rodon. So it's anyone's guess, really. I mean, he has looked good for some starts. He pitched well against the Red Sox as one of his last few times out of spring training. I don't know. I mean, even if he did similar to what Nestor Cortez did today, you know, 5 innings, 4 runs. Like, one, that would be an improvement based on his performance last year. And I think it would be fine to just get out of the box with, like, an okay-ish start. Like, obviously, for $160 million, you don't want 5 innings, 4 runs. And I would have preferred that he take the start on opening day for that kind of money that you're paying him, but like, whatever. That's me grumbling.
Even if you said to me like 5 hours ago, hey, Cortez is going to give you 5 innings, 4 runs today, you'd be not super thrilled with that. You say, all right, what happened? They gave a rough inning. Was there a couple home runs he gave up? But like in hindsight, the way it played out where it was all front loaded issues and then he recovered quickly and then settled in, dominated the last 3 or 4 innings he was out there. That obviously changes the narrative a little bit. So for Rodon, yeah, I just need him to set the tone for what kind of season he's going to have. Like, I don't expect him to go out in any of his first 3 or 4 starts and be a flat out horse, but no, he's got to change the narrative from the sour taste left in a lot of the fans' mouths from his last season, particularly his last start where he couldn't even get out of the first inning, couldn't even get an out if I recall correctly. So,
yeah. There's, I don't know, I think the offense, like, I don't know if you'll see who's pitching for the Astros. Is it Javier? Christian Javier? He's a right-hander. If it's either way, I mean, I don't know if you'll see Glaber at leadoff. I feel like you'll see probably Soto and Judge and Stanton and Rizzo and all that similar kind of thing that they did today. So the offense wise, I think this offense is going to be able to give you a chance. There's a lot of pressure on Rodon, I think, not to come out and just completely shit all over himself and get off to a decent start. Get off to an okay start. I feel like I would have a fairly low bar of like what is acceptable for Carlos Rodon to just be like, be decent enough. Don't completely just immolate and not have a chance to win the game in the second inning. Like, but he's, you know, I mean, he's just got to pitch well. Like, before too long, he's got to pitch well. He doesn't have to pitch perfectly tomorrow, but he does have to pitch well.
You know, that's kind of where I'm at too. And I think in hindsight, it makes that Marcus Stroman signing make a lot of sense too, because while he doesn't have the highest of ceilings, he has a pretty high floor too. Like, will he give up a stinker every now and then? Yeah, most pitchers will, right? But Stroman is going to give you a consistent performance over 26 to 32 starts over the year, right? Like, you kind of know what you're going to get with him. And I think with my concern this year being more on the offense, especially after what we saw last year, the pitching just doesn't have to be the story. The bullpen will be great, as they always are. But the starting pitchers don't really have to be the story this year. They just have to get out of the way and let the offense do the talking, which I think is a great game plan, right? Like, a team that couldn't hit last year, they were bottom third, in fact, bottom three in the league in a lot of major categories that you don't want to be, right? Slugging, on-base per slugging, total weighted runs created, I think. You had to have elite pitching end-to-end the whole year. And this year, especially without Cole for at least the first 30, 40 games, probably, you're not going to have that top end starter. And if Rodon gets there, great. But the pitching just has to be decent enough so that the offense can earn wins, which I think is a fun change of pace from what we saw last year.
Literally, quite literally anything would be a fun change of pace for what we saw last year. I'll be a little, well, I don't know. I mean, DJ LeMahieu, foot injuries, right? I think we're all kind of like slotting him in to be the leadoff hitter. Like, I think they have more options. I think in general, right, Judge and Soto is going to be so much fun. Stanton hopefully can contribute a little more than he did last year. Rizzo, if he doesn't have something. But there's fun pieces, right? Verdugo hoping for something from Wells. I think the offense will be way more versatile and just have a lot of really fun moments, and they had basically none of those last year. So
I was really encouraged by a couple key pieces in the lineup today. So Verdugo, you mentioned, had a really good game, both in the field and at the plate. It did hit into one of those inning double plays, which killed us, but ultimately I thought he had some good representative bats, had that cheapo hit and then the go ahead sack fly. Anthony Volpe looked fantastic, 3 walks and a hit. And Oswaldo Cabrera, who wouldn't have been starting if DJ was healthy in the first place, had the game-tying home run, had 2 hits, drew a walk maybe, I believe, 2, maybe not. But look, the Yankees are going to need consistent contributors 1 through 9, right? In past years, it's been, well, if Rizzo doesn't do it, if Judge doesn't do it, if maybe Torres doesn't do it, then we're fucked, right? And they're kind of moving away from that, which is very encouraging. You know, we're going to see starts from John Birdie and Trent Grisham in upcoming days. Maybe Jamai Jones gets a start. Austin Wells, you mentioned. All these guys are going to have to play. But when they're not the fourth, fifth guys on the depth chart making 120 starts, it's a good spot to be. If you slot them in on occasional days, you expect to get something from them and then keep it going.
Yeah. Yeah. And the backup, the depth pieces this year are just better than they were last year, which is, you know, tip your cap to Brian Cashman. Like, Trent Grisham is a gold glover. Like, no disrespect to, you know, Jake Bauer and God knows whoever else.
Well, we can disrespect Jake Bauer's. Sucked.
Yeah. Like, I think that, well, first, I mean, I don't know. Like, I would love for the starters to be good, better than we expecting. Like, I like Stroman. I think he was pretty good, and I think he should be pretty good. I think he's got a high floor. Like you were saying, but I really would love for them to not just be like, we're pitching five innings and then we're going to get four innings from the bullpen every night, because then that's going to just gas up the bullpen by like the middle of August and that'll be that. So
yeah, I don't think they'll be in that spot where they need the bullpen to go that much every night. Like, you'll have nights where the starters go two innings and you're going to have to deal with it, right? The Yankees have been effectively using options, the Scranton shuttle, right?
Yeah,
I know the rules are different now than they were in previous years, but they'll find ways to get those innings, and then Cole will come back. They should probably make a trade deadline acquisition, like they do every year, right? Who knows if a guy like Shane Bieber might be available at that moment. Maybe a team that looks good now kind of falls out of it by June, and they're looking to sell. The Yankees always make a trade addition, particularly pitching staff. So I'm not worried about that. You're right. The starters can't be going 3-4 innings on a nightly basis, but I'm not worried about them burning out the bullpen, at least this much. And there's a lot of depth in the bullpen, too. A lot of guys can go multiple innings that I feel like we're better prepared to weather that storm this year. Like, guys like Victor Gonzalez, Caleb Ferguson, they didn't warm up today, right? Like they're going to play a lot of factors, too. There's a lot of guys in the bullpen. Clayton Beter, Luis Heel will start as the number five starter. He was awarded that, but he'll eventually be moved to the bullpen. If not, just send him down to AAA to keep him stretched out. There is a lot of depth to eat a lot of innings this year. I think they're well positioned for that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we're hoping for Garrett Cole to miss the minimum amount of time. So, knock on wood for that. But I think just in general, they are better positioned. If nothing else, because they didn't come out of spring training with like a rash of injuries. DJ LeMahieu is concerning because he has had a foot injury and he played like shit because of it. But even if he has some ill effects long term or whatever, like someone like Verdugo maybe could shoot up to lead off and he gives you a tough at bat in that spot. Like they're better positioned to endure those kind of things. And honestly, I just want the offense to be fun. Like the last 3 months of last season were just sucked so bad. Today was a good game, a good glimpse of that. Like, truthfully, I'm not a huge Nestor Cortez fan, but I tip my cap because it could have gone all wrong, and he grinded it out. So I'll be interested to see what we see tomorrow. Aaron Boone has kind of like a picking lineups out of a hat vibe where it's just like, it's going to be Glaber leading off tonight. Who the fuck knows who's going to be leading off tomorrow,
right? Just to piss you off?
Yeah, right? Like, who? I mean, I don't care. True. I mean, I don't know much. You know, I haven't watched a lot of John Birdie's games, but like it seems like, you know, pretty useful player that the Yankees got, so that'll be good. I don't know what the lineup's going to look like tomorrow. You know,
because I would think the top five are probably going to be the same, unless they say Rizzo's hand hurts from when he got hit by the pitch, and like if we're already dealing with him, then put a bullet in me. But he should be fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
but like, I know John Birdie hit .294 last year. That seems like a guy I could see them in putting in the leadoff spot, on base percentage of .340. That's an ideal candidate,
yeah,
right?
Marlins guys seemed pretty upset about that trade. So it's good, you know, at least somewhat of an indicator. Like, I would love for them to at least get through like one series before we start giving guys days off. I don't know. Maybe that's a little bit old fashioned.
No, that's fair. But
like, this is the opening series. It's against the Astros. Like, come out and you won the first one, right? You win tomorrow, then come out and make a statement. Win the third one. Win the whole damn thing. Like,
yeah, I think part of the issue, and with pitchers, it's, you know, their pitch count, but with starters, it's they're not in the rhythm of playing nine innings on their feet every day for a week at this point. Even with spring training, they don't play at that kind of pace. So they're still kind of easing into it. And that's probably the excuse that Boone will use.
But at that point, I'd much rather he just lie and be like,
well, look, then the Yankees better make a bunch of defensive substitutions. Like, I'm down with letting everyone play if they're late inning substitutions to reduce some guys' innings early in the year, but then have them start again the next day, right? So, like, let's say they're down or up by 5 runs tomorrow. Like, move Judge.
You got those guys. You got Birdie Jones and Grisham and, yeah.
Well, so I'm saying you put Grisham in the outfield, you move Judge to DH, and you bench Stanton or something like that, right? Like,
yeah.
Find ways to get guys reduced innings in the field. But yeah, like, yeah. We didn't want to spend too much time on tonight. We'll be back over the weekend, probably Sunday night, following the completion of the Houston series. But we did just want to get in one quick. But I'm sorry. Is there anything else we can hit on?
No, I mean, so lining up, it's Rodon versus, this is per ESPN. So
it is Christian Javier tomorrow.
Yeah, Rodon versus Javier. Stroman versus Hunter Brown on Saturday, and Clark Schmidt versus TBD on Sunday. Clark Schmidt wasn't.
The Astros haven't even asked him yet.
It doesn't say, no. Clark Schmidt wasn't super terribly impressive in spring, so I guess fingers crossed. But
yeah, but now there was Nestor, you know, and if you get a start from Clark on Sunday like you did from Nestor today,
I will say Nestor Cortez again. My take is out there that they should have traded him after 2022. Not a huge fan, but I will give him credit. He does get out there and grind and do his thing. So like a different starter would have just gotten completely blasted and probably been out of there in the third inning. So I
will give you a landline here to salvage your hot take. I'll give you an even hotter one. Mine's that DJ LeMahieu just doesn't excite me anymore. And maybe it's just that I'm kind of worn out by the injuries. I know what he can do offensively if he's healthy. You know, he's a contact machine. He's a singles guy. But I don't want to be too prisoner of the moment. But, like, seeing what Oswaldo Cabrera did today, seeing the energy he brings to the lineup. I know everyone said he's got the juice when he came up as a rookie. John Birdie's going to get a bunch of those spot starts there, too. I'm not saying bench DJ LeMahieu when he comes back healthy. I'm just saying he doesn't excite me anymore, and he's gonna have to.
I'll double down on this with you. His literally since 2020, it depends on what you're expecting him to be, right? Like, if you're expecting him to be 2020 DJ LeMahieu batted 365, then your expectations are wrong. He hasn't batted above 265 since that year.
Like, yeah, I'd like 285. I'll double down on the base percentage of 360. Like,
he's not going to hit a bunch of home runs. He's going to hit singles. So, like, and that can be useful as a leadoff hitter. He still can put his bat on the ball. But, like, if you're expecting him to be just, like, a contact fucking machine, then that's just, no, I'll double down on that with you.
Yeah. And so, like, ultimately, I want him to be good enough to be worthy of all those starts that he's going to inevitably get. But if he does and he doesn't perform, I'm not going to be holding back my voice on letting someone else start in his place. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
the politically correct way I can say that.
No, I mean, I think that's fair, and I'll do my best to, like, you know, put a bow. This was a good, fun day for the Yankees, right? It was a little stressful. We had all of our range of emotions, right? Where had all the memes where it was just like, we're back. And then 5 seconds later, we're not back. Like, we saw some flashes. When you get a guy like Soto, your team should be better. But they got other guys like Verdugo and the whole nine yards. We've talked about them. Like, I think this team could be very fun. I think they could have a lot of really fun moments on offense. And God bless him. I cannot quit Giancarlo Stanton, man. I keep thinking I'm like, oh God, if he could only just put his bat on the ball, like he's going to hit an absolute laser like 450 feet. I think there'll be less pressure on him this year, so hopefully that works out to something. But like, I think they have guys that are scrappy that will fight. Stroman, you know, has had a lot of interesting moments in the league, but I think he...
By all accounts, he's loved in the clubhouse already.
Like this team has a good mix of like veterans, of studs, right? Like Soto and Judge, you have young players, Volpe and Wells, and like Luis Hill. Like there's an interesting mix. I think it's a team that's better positioned to endure just like the rigors of the season. And I thought you saw some of that today. Opening day, nice comeback win against the Astros, who I still fucking hate him. I know some people have moved on. I haven't, because I like to hold the grudge a little bit. So, yeah, fuck that. But it was a good day. Some positive trends, things to note. And because it's sports and we're podcasting, we could all blow up in our fucking face tomorrow. So
I'm sure we'll be back here on Sunday and we'll be like, well, the Yankees lost 3 out of 4 games.
Right.
Something like that.
Right. Like they all get just the ball blasted back down their throat like Charlie Brown, you know, the next... God, I'm praying for Carlos Rodon, man. I'm praying that he just has, like, an acceptably decent outing tomorrow. So let's all keep our fingers crossed.
5 innings, 1 run would be great.
If all they need to do is get some runners on base like they did today, right? Get up there, get some, like... But you're seeing the formula, right? Soto walks in front of Judge, who then walks. Stanton gets up. I think he also walked, right? Or he, like, those guys, if they're not driving in runs, they're going to get on base. And the offense is going to have opportunities because of that. So, like, I was praying to God, dude, they're down 4-0. Soto's up with the bases loaded. I'm like, oh, man, this would be the moment. Yeah.
And we got just
Michael
the same
K. Michael K. had it locked and loaded. He was going to say something about a signature Yankee moment. But it was, I mean, got up there, ripped an absolute laser, RBI single. Like, the formula is there. And I'm excited to watch. And if the worst thing that we have to endure is Mets fans telling us how we're only going to get to watch this absolute stud for 1 year, then I'll deal with that, because that's some silliness. So that's all I got. Opening day, we're in the books. 1-0 out of the blocks.
There we go. I think it's a good place to call this tonight. Again, this has been the Bronx Bomber Battle podcast. For G, for Andrew, we'll see you guys again this weekend. Yankees are off to a winning way.